Agriculture operations throughout Florida are still suffering from significant damage caused by Hurricane Irma in September. But luckily for growers, this past weekend's bout of cold weather hasn't been enough to cause significant crop damage. That's according to University of Florida Regional Vegetable Extension Agent Gene McAvoy in Hendry County. He says as long as temperatures stay on the right side of freezing, a little colder weather can be a good thing.
It helps things like blueberries and strawberries and helps citrus get a nice color where the citrus is left, and also helps beat back some of the insects that we deal with in agriculture. So last year we actually didn't have winter, and we had a lot of problems in the spring because insects that were present in the fall crop built up in number, and then in the spring they were just at plague levels.
McAvoy says citrus groves are generally more resistant to cold temperature damage than low-growing fruits and vegetables like eggplant, tomatoes, and squash. It usually takes temperatures dropping to 28 degrees for 4 hours or longer to cause significant crop damage. McAvoy says if that were to happen this growing season, it would be especially bad for growers, given the losses they're reeling from related to Hurricane Irma. Citrus growers are predicting that Irma caused a roughly 50% loss to this year's orange, grapefruit, tangerine, and tangelo crops. McAvoy says most growers don't even expect to break even financially during the current growing season. John Davis, WGCU News.